Welcome to Not a Great Whisperer podcast. This is your host, Katie Ray. I am joined by beautiful Jessica Smith, owner of Winx Fitness, who is actually like a soul sister of mine. This is our first guest that is out of state. So we are doing this on a Zoom meeting, getting her to join the podcast to really talk about her mission, just her vision and her amazing story, which every time I hear it, I learn a little bit of something new, but I absolutely I'm empowered by it every time. So thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me.
Love this. So I really just want to talk about what you're doing now, your community, your fitness community, but as well as just your ministry across the country, out of country, kind of what you're getting into right now.
Yeah. So, you know, I own a gym out here in California. I've been doing that for over 10 years and I feel like it's really the Lord's way of like giving me an opportunity and a platform to speak into people's lives. Out of that, you know, was birthed this concept to gather women. I didn't really know exactly what that looked like fully. I just knew that I was responsible once it was birthed in my heart to see it to fruition. And so I jumped out in a leap and found some girls that wanted to run with me. And we didn't really know what we did. We're all very busy entrepreneur women with families. And this is just kind of something that we do on the side. But really the mission is to create a platform where there's no topic that's off limits. It's not a political place. It's not a church space, you know, because each one of those platforms, all we can speak to an extent of what our story is, but it still has to fit within the parameters of what that organization allows. And so for us, we just want to do what's called on our heart and to let women know that I do not care what you have been through or what you have done. You are not alone in the mess. You are not alone in the triumph. And we are responsible for giving away the wisdom that was learned in the heartache. And I say it like this. When I was in the trenches of the seasons of my life that were extremely painful, whether it was stuff that was happening to me or it was things that I had caused by choices I had made, there was still wisdom given to me. And those are gold nuggets. And those gold nuggets are a lifeline to the next woman. And what happens is we're silenced by our shame or our guilt or the fact that we don't think that we'll fit in if we tell somebody or we won't be loved. We live in this world where it's not okay to be transparent. And by doing that, we are silencing and hurting people and we're not encouraging them to grow. And so my mission is to call women especially to rise. And I say women, but I have a heart for family, is that when a woman feels strong and confident in her marriage and as a mother and in the workplace, she goes home and she loves on her family and she encourages them and she calls them to rise. It changes culture and atmospheres, literally. And I don't think that women really understand that we do wear a lot of different hats. You know what I mean? We wear so many different ones and we think we have to do them all really well. And I'm telling you, there are things that I'm called to do that I'm not the best at doing it, but it doesn't mean that I'm not supposed to do it, you know? And I think with social media and we have we can get out of our lane so quickly that we get to this life of comparison and, you know, and we start to devalue the things that we're called to do based on what other people are doing without knowing their story. Because everything that you see online, it's not really like it's real most of the time, you know?
Exactly. And I'm thankful that you started in the fitness community, but you've extended it to just sisterhood in general. And your first event I was able to be a part of, and you guys just continue to do it and grow that community. I think it's just so powerful. So I think it's powerful with you just bringing a sisterhood of community. And I know you say women and you're not saying, no, men can't be a part of this. You're just saying the impact women have in everyday life. And we don't realize all the responsibilities we take on and we're super judgmental. You were my first group of like 300 women where I got to really share my story. And I mean, you and Brandon, you and your husband, your partner, were really the first two people outside of my family that knew my story. So it was like, it's a powerful thing to know that there's people out there that don't judge you because they've been through the seasons of life. And I think bringing that to larger groups of people that you're doing is just so powerful, and it empowers other people. And you're a competitive person, but not in that atmosphere, which is nice, you know, because competitive fitness or things like that. But I'm saying, like, in that atmosphere, you just want people to feel good in their own story or their own skin. And I love your mission. And it's hard, right? Because you run into people that don't share that.
Totally. And they don't, you know, it takes a lot. It's like a full-time business on the side. And what I've come to realize is that you have to be emptied of your ego, right? Like, I want to see people win, but I will tell you that in my seasons, when I was going through a really hard time, when my mom died and, you know, I was 26 and trying to raise my siblings and I had my own daughter, I did not have women reaching out. I didn't have people reaching out trying to help me in that season, but I sure in the heck had people judging me in it. And it's like, you know, I look back now and I just never want to be the reason that somebody is having a bad day. And I don't want to be the reason that they're not healing. I don't want to be the reason they're not growing. You know what I'm saying? We are responsible for that.
We are. And what makes it the hardest for you when you have reached out to someone and I don't want to use the word like backstab, but you just realize their character isn't where yours is. I know you probably pray for them because you're just that type of person, but how hard is it letting go of what you thought could have been helpful to someone?
Yeah. You know, I think that I am coming out, not I think I'm coming out of a season where I have poured into, you know, women that I thought were friends of mine or people in the church. And when I say pour out, I'm giving you every resource I have. I'm giving you time that should be with my family. I'm doing it because it's been put on my heart to do. And I have gone through that. I just walked through it, as you know, like being backstabbed and having somebody try to steal my business platform. And, you know, we walked away from an entire church that we loved because there was such a divide. And, you know, at first, like, I just tell people, it's not about religion. It's about feeling the things that you're feeling. And I've had so many people say, well, you should do this or you should do that, or ask questions that it's not a question for them to ask, really. But this is the deal. At the end of the day, I get to allow who's going to speak into my life. And when people don't, when they're not safe, they've shown me you're not safe. You don't get permission to give me feedback anymore. You can go around and talk about it. You can say what you want to say. You can gossip. You can say hurtful things. But it is my responsibility to protect my ears, my eyes, my family, my heart, my community, my vision the Lord's given me. And so although I've heard it and it's hurt, I've heard things, I've felt the backstabbing, I've seen her try to mimic something or seen them try to do something, I've heard them, I have to partner with the truth. And the truth is that I was called to do specific things while I'm on this earth. And I am responsible
out because somebody needs to hear the message, not just mine, but of the women that are called to this, you know, this gathering to speak, like yourself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You touch so many women. So this is a great example. You were there. It was a crazy week when you were there. I had these women that were my friends turning in my business. I was going, I didn't know what was going on. It was insane. I partnered with the truth that gathering was what we were called to do. People were trying to get in the way of it because the impact is large. Mm-hmm. It is hard to get a lot of people in a room, okay? Mm-hmm. Let alone almost 300. Our very first one sold out, not enough chairs. We're doing something right. But with that, you're going to have the critics. And I always tell people this because I feel it. It's painful, right? But for every one person in a room of 100 that might be a critic, there's a lot of quiet ones that are quietly cheering you on, that are quietly reading your things, that are quietly not saying anything, but they got your back. And you have to remember that the impact that you're doing in a positive way far exceeds the negative person over there trying to get in your way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's hard.
Like, look how many people in that room the night we were together got just wrecked by your story alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I did feel that. And as much judgment as I was scared of, you're right. The people I got to talk to after, it was worth it. It was totally worth it. And yeah, I talk about that event forever. because of just how powerful just all the women in that room just brought in. Because, you know, like, you're not going to sign up for something where you're going to try to not give your best, right?
Totally.
And you knew most of those, some of the women. Of course, they all brought, like, friends and stuff. But that was a huge, just energetic. And for your first event, I was just like, wow. And when you have a third event coming, because you just had your second.
Yeah, so I have three events outlined for 2020. And the really cool thing about this is that, you know, it costs a lot of money to put on an event, mm-hmm. that we really want to, you know, focus on the details, that when a woman comes in from her busyness and her busy life and leaving her kids with babysitters and her husband or whatever, yep. work, that they're just able to just breathe when they come in, just be. And, you know, it costs a lot of money. So we started thinking, now we have a brand. Now the vision's clear. We would love to partner with some businesses and start really making some business partnerships. Yeah. And that's already happened. So
of course
we have a major partnership that we'll announce in 2020 that's backing us. And it's really incredible. So
how do you manage as a entrepreneur, mom, wife, friend, especially because of your community, how big it is. How do you get through the hard days of managing your time and wishing there were more hours in the day? How is that for you? Because you live like a real life. You're not going to put on a fake facade like this isn't hard. How do you get through those days?
You know, I have to remember at the end of the day, and this is really how I put it into perspective. I have a 5-year-old boy that needs my attention and he needs me, and he'll let me know if I'm not giving it to him or if I'm not present by his behavior. And so when I'm saying yes, I used to want to do it all, but I'm not called to do all the things that's offered to me. And that was a hard thing for me to learn. Like, that sounds super cool. I want to be partnered with that. Yeah. But all those weren't meant for me. You know, maybe it was meant for me to love on these people as they did these things, but not necessarily be a part of it. What I had to start doing is, if I give them this time, is it worth the unbalance that it's going to take away from my family? Right. Mm-hmm. And I started to look at it way different, because I was like, no, I don't really have that amount of time to take away from over here, because I'm going to be completely lopsided. I'm going to have a child that's unfulfilled. And at the end of the day, I think as a mom and somebody that's very driven to be an entrepreneur, that's very independent, I'm speaking to all those people that want to say busy, 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 busy is not healthy when it's like that. I don't want my child to go without me being present because I was chasing a dream. When I chose to have him, I chose my responsibility to be there for him. And I don't want to not equip him with the tools that he needs to navigate his life, because I chose to navigate my own first before giving him his. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And it's hard,
but I feel like the older that he is and the more I'm intentional about that, it becomes a lot easier. Because when I see that he's kind of getting messy in his behavior, meaning emotional, I know there's a hard stop to something that I need to do. And it becomes easy because I don't want him to pay a price for me, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like, I want him.
Yeah. They don't know how to manage their emotions. And you being aware of that is like, oh, wait a second. What am I as a parent needing to do to help him kind of get through this? Because they don't know. They can't walk in and be like, I'm sad today because of this, mom. Like, it's just not going to happen like that.
Right. So all the lunch dates and all this and that, you know, there's a lot of people that want our time and you want to be able to give it all to them, but you can't. There's not enough of us. There's, you know. And so you learn to do things like gathering. Guess what? We can all gather in one night and fill each other up. And then you start to feel, you know, from there you can birth other things, coffee dates in between. But I really feel like it's such a season that people really are understanding how important community is. Mm-hmm. And so gathering is really on the hearts of most people. Figuring out who your community is and what feeds your soul so that you're filled up when you leave is the most important. Because there's so many different ways that you can get involved in things, you know?
Yeah, and people see you leading it, but they don't realize that it's filling up your soul. Like, it's not just for them. You're just like, no, no, I do this. And it's not sounding selfish, but you know to make a gathering because I can't meet with all of you individually. Like, it's just not going to happen. Yeah. Like, Kaysen needs me right now. But it also fills you up. Like, you were super hype after that event. Like, you were just like, what an event. Like,
it does, because you know what? I feel like I fixed a problem. I feel like I struggled for a really long time emotionally after my mom died. I struggled because people said I wasn't a present mom. It was like I was grieving a death. I had never experienced death in my life before. I was given the responsibility of children. I had a probate I was going through. I wasn't equipped with the tools to deal with that situation in my life. I needed somebody to come alongside me and love me through it and show me what to do or guide me. And that pain still hurt years after. You know, my mom's been gone for 12 years, and I'll say even in these gatherings, I can feel a part of my spirit still healing because I'm like, you know what? It won't be me and it won't be these people that would turn their head the other way and not help somebody in need. Or there are going to be women sitting in there that haven't been kind, you know, that haven't had a good positioned heart, and they'll feel a conviction and then they'll change. Right.
Mm-hmm. And you're not there to judge them. You're just there to open their eyes to what possibly they could have been doing, or to show them that everybody has their own path. And gosh, we have our own journeys, but women just have to stop being so judgmental or shame. I even tell people, like, I still get, when I tell my story, I'm still a little bit like, oh, okay, there's a little shame still. But at the end of the day, it's really empowering to just fill your soul with that energy of community. And I always ask you, like, tips, because, you know, you're West Coast, I'm East Coast. I'm like, because they just need more of it here. And when I surround myself with people that give good energy, I'm like, what would Jessica do? Let me just do a event or something to bring everybody together, because I don't have time to meet with these people separately.
But the biggest thing, Katie, is I think we all wait for the right time or to gather the right resources or to do, like, and honest to God, I didn't have anything like that in place. I just had a desire that burned inside me. It had been burning inside me for years, and I knew it was time. And I just moved forward with it and learned as I went. And, you know, I've made mistakes. There's things I would do differently. Each time I'm learning and I'm getting better. But the biggest thing is just do it. Just me, like, talking about wanting to do a podcast. Look at me. I'm still stuck. Haven't done it. I'm doing one with you. But, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what to do. I don't know all that stuff. So guess what? I just don't do it.
Well, I know we're having a Build Your Tribe event on the 10th of January. This is a small one at the studio. But just to start somewhere, you're right. You did. You were just like, you just got to do it. Like, you just got to bring good people around each other. They don't have to have the same goals. And that's another thing with you. So you're doing so many different things, but how do you determine who that person is you want to partner with? Like, your Love Up movement, you know, like, there's so many different things you're working on. What is that, like, final decision for you? You check your, of course, time that you have, but how do you, like, what's your next mission right now? Like, what is your next goals for 2020?
You know, I'm really excited. Like, it's just, I feel like it's all coming together. Like, all of the things that I do are coming into one space. So Love Up is launched. It's a clothing line, a monthly membership. You know, we've partnered with Almay that's out of Haiti. They pay them real wages. They use 6 water bottles to make a shirt. So, you know, we're just, there's so many good out of it. So that'll be our nonprofit. Because Love Up will give to many nonprofits, basically. They distribute money off of the sales. So for every shirt sold, there's $1 that goes back to a nonprofit organization that can be internationally or local. So we knew we needed to get involved somewhere and give back. And so that happened to be the way that we could do it on a larger level. You know, I'm partnering with Air One and Caleb this in 2020 as their female professional athlete. So I'll be going out to the school 6 to 8 weeks out of the academic school year to speak into children in assemblies that are in junior high and high school.
I love that.
The message is the same. Like, let's get into the hearts of these kids before they're our age, right? Let's just plant the seeds a little bit sooner. We're equipped them out. We're awake. I mean, as parents, we're awake now. And so I think that it's just awesome that the things that I've been doing on a small level, me and my husband and, you know, a couple people were going into high schools and speaking, but we didn't have all the backing of it. And so now to have the backing of the number one radio station in the nation, to be able, they're the ones, they send me out with a crew. I just get to show up and deliver. It's helping the message in general. And it all comes back to just being obedient to doing the one thing that was put on my heart. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And it's to give back, right? Like, I mean, it's to change hearts. It's to shift mindsets. It's to give new perspectives that are healthy. There's so much junk and negativity out there. Like, we need more people willing to stand up and start speaking life into, you know, into one another.
And at that level, I preach that all the time, anxiety and just surrounding yourself with the right people. Did we have those type of people coming in like you and Brandon or whoever's going to speak to these high school, middle schoolers? I think that is so powerful for them because they see a different side, or they see where you've come from and where you are today, and people supporting them. That's awesome. That is such a huge thing. Are you so excited?
I'm excited, and I'm excited that I'm willing, like more people are willing to open up the conversation of, I'm not trying to convince you how great my life is. My life is hard. There's joy. I choose to have joy in it. Every day I don't wake up and I'm like, that's the greatest ever. You know, there's challenges every day. I have a child, I have a husband that's away because of his job. You know, I run a business, I work, you know, there's just challenges every day. But I get to talk about the messes I stand in and true transparency. And I hope that that gives an invitation for other people to know that we are better connected when we're able to be who we are. I don't want to put a mask on for you. I'm not willing to do that. I did that the first 20 years of my life. I thought that was the way we lived. That was normal. And I'm not willing to do that anymore for people. And I'm okay with the fact that I'm not meant for everybody, and not everybody believes in my mission or my story. And not everyone loves my husband and me and my child. I get it. I also think that you don't need to have a voice if it's not going to be in love. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't go around telling people I don't like them. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just not in my heart to do that. I just think that we need to start rising up and silencing the negativity, because the only way we can do that is to be truth seekers, truth speakers, lovers, you know?
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love that. So that's an awesome thing that's happening in 2020, which this episode will be in 2020. What do you want to tell the viewers, the listeners today? I mean, eventually you are going to have a podcast. I know it'll happen. But, you know, my million listeners. But like, what is your, I know your vision. I know just who you are. And I know that you are an example of everything you preach. And it's a beautiful sight to just have somebody I know so close, because yes, I knew your husband first in a ugly stage in his life, yet I still loved him. College is an ugly stage for some of us, for myself included. But I absolutely adore you both. And I feel like you were strong separately, and now together you're like a force to be reckoned with. And the support you have for each other. So he's, you know, away sometimes, but you guys know that like marriage is hard, and
it's hard,
and mm-hmm. you're real about it. Like, this isn't all perfect. This isn't everybody's Christmas card. But you're real about it. And like, kind of, what do you want to tell people just about where you are and giving yourself grace and of course choosing joy. But like, what's your main vision to tell the viewers or listeners?
You know, it's scary to be who we are. And it's sometimes scary to say where we're at, even in the fun stuff, because there are going to be people that don't want to partner with your joy. They'd rather partner with the seasons of your life that were painful and keep you there. And those are the people that love you. And that was a hard thing for me to understand. But what I can tell you is that there are a lot of people that want to see us win, and we have to find those people. And for me, life was really quiet and lonely for a lot of years while I worked on the inside, because at 26, there wasn't a lot of people around me. There was no one around me that I knew that was doing the same kind of internal work. And so I have tended to flock to people older than me that has benefited me. I had to let go of the idea that life looked like this at a certain age. You know what I mean? Because my life has never looked like that, which the image in my head told me that that's how it was supposed to be. And so, you know, even with marriage, I tell people all the time, my husband and I have a marriage therapist that we see, you know, we try to see weekly because it is hard, you know, and as soon as you get off the wrong path, it's really easy to continue down that very quickly. And we believe that when you get married, that it's a forever thing. It doesn't mean that he married somebody that's going to stay this way forever. I'm going to change. I'm all about growth and he's going to change. And so we need somebody to help us navigate the seasons of life of change so that we stay in love in them and not, because we can be judgy in our own marriages, right?
Oh yeah.
Like if I make a mistake, I want to be loved in my mistake. My husband makes a mistake. He wants to be loved in that also. But I think you can even see that even in that marriage, my husband up until the point that he met me lived a way different lifestyle. And then he met somebody that had a standard for living and a respect and an integrity and a vision and a way that I rolled. And if it's, and if he loved me and wanted to roll with me, he had to make some big changes. And ultimately he made those on his own. It wasn't me. Mm-hmm. I was out doing my thing. I just was like, this is how it's going to go down or it's not. Yeah. And I think we have to do the same thing in every area of our life. If you want to go there, that desire is on your heart, you're not there yet. You have to look at this current situation or circumstances or people you're running with, things that you're doing, the way you're thinking, right? Like the biggest thing I find out right now, and I think this will probably speak to the vast people that are listening to this, is that those small, quiet commitments and promises that you're making to yourself, if you're not showing up for yourself like you're showing up for other people, you are slowly letting yourself die inside. And it's like, we need to stop doing that because we can have accountability partners all the time. I own a gym. I say it all the time. This time of year is my favorite. Guess what? By the middle of January, most people's New Year's resolutions have already been given up on. They've already broken them. If it was that easy to change, we'd all do it. It's not easy. And so what happens is we'll find a partner or a coach and we'll have accountability. And then we don't show up for that. And we start to get momentum going in the wrong way. So I always say people momentum is it's important. People momentum, people that are going to love you even when you fall short. And the momentum for loving yourself is really important too. If you make a promise to yourself, treat yourself like you would anyone else and show up for yourself, because the quickest way to kill your confidence is not to show up for you. It's not selfish. It's a necessity, you know?
And how long did that take you to realize that? And are you still working on it every day?
Every day, I go through seasons of fatigue where I've committed to too much or there's just a lot going on at one time. And, you know, I can tell you even in the smallest things, like I've had to cancel hair appointments and because I was sick. And it's like I could do the press board and power through thing, but it doesn't work like that anymore. There's no quality there. Do I upset people when I do that? 100%. I've just dealt with this just recently by having to cancel some things. And it's like, I'm not living, you know, within the standards of if you're going to be disappointed in me, I understand I'm going to disappoint people, but I want you to know that in your disappointment, I still respect you and value you, but I'm not going to devalue myself in the process of it. If I'm feeling sick, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do what I need to do to take care of my health because I can't do anything without that. And so I feel like sometimes we have to understand that it's okay to disappoint people. We disappoint ourselves. I'm still working on that. I don't feel good when I live like that. I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? I'm not a good mom, wife. I'm not good to all the people that I have to serve. So it's like showing up for me is fun now because it's a battle in the mind of doing it or not doing it. It's present in me and it needs to be present in other, you know, all of us, right? Mm-hmm. Am I practicing it? It's a muscle. I have to develop that. I have to stay consistent with it. I can't let fatigue, tiredness, sickness, and all that stuff get me going backwards. It's really easy to go backwards quickly. So yeah, every day, show up to those things. And if you don't, give yourself grace. But guess what? Buckle up, suit up, and show up the next day.
I love that.
And you will start to get the momentum going forward.
And it's hard. And I like that you remind people, like, this isn't easy. Like, this is hard work. And you just got a new location for the gym, right?
Yeah.
Badass location. Yeah. Love it. And you're still moving. Like you're moving right along. You're doing a lot of stuff. But at the same time, you remember to put yourself first and make sure that you're, of course, pouring life into your five-year-old who's crazy and I love him. I think that's amazing, Jessica. And I love that you wanted to be on the podcast because I think your mission, your love you give everybody and your time you give everyone is so indescribable, just in a way of like, you amaze me every day. But you also inspire me. Like it's watching you and talking with you and just connecting, even we can't do it every day. Just understanding like where you are on your mission, and you continue to do it even during the hard seasons. So
thank you.
What is your one thing you're doing for yourself next year, 2020?
Man, you know, I've really scaled back in regards to where I'm going to allot time into what, instead of trying to do it all. I think that's a really big deal for me. I've allowed myself to feel okay and rest. So like I said, like being busy does not mean that I'm productive. So when people sit down, I'm so busy. I'm like, well, what could you say no to, or what could you take off your plate so that you're not coming into things exhausted thinking that that's success. To me, success looks a little bit different in this season that I'm going into. You know, success looks rested to me, and it looks like I'm clear thinking. It looks like I'm prepared for it. It looks like the hard work and the hard seasons of sowing into the dream are here because I've shifted my mind to believe that way. Like I'm not looking at everything as it's got to be a hustle, mm-hmm. and that it's, you know, it's tiring, because that's a tiring way to live. You wake up feeling like, oh, here we go again. Mm-hmm. Nothing's really changed in regards to like the things I'm going after, because I live big. I have a lot of things I want to do, but I'm giving myself rest in it. And that's really important. Rest means success. Rest means health. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rest is good.
You're taking your own advice for other people.
Yes. Yeah.
Super important. I love that. Let's go over all your hand, like your Instagram stuff, your website, your everything, what you're working on, or any events coming up or anything like that. I'm going back to your speaking in the high schools. I think that is so important. I love that you're doing that. I think just because as a person who got into the wrong crowd in high school and stuff, to have someone to look up to, and there's a lot of pressure on parents, and sometimes you have those shitty parents out there, but if they have someone they can look up to like that, just throwing some love their way and support and real talk to them. That's one of my favorite things that you're going to be doing, just simply because I know the impact that has. But let's go over all your websites and shit, all that fun stuff.
Yeah. So on Instagram, you know, I do everything under Fitness Wink. So you can kind of just find out all the things that are linked to me by going to Fitness Wink. Although the Sisterhood Collective is under sisterhood.collective. That'll give you all the event information and the dates for the gatherings in 2020. My Facebook is Jessica Winkelhausen, WBFF Pro. And you get information there. My website is everydaywink.com. And I encourage people to go out and follow Air One Dare to Dream. That's going to be who I partner with in going into the schools. I think it's really cool to go out and look at the other professional athletes right now that are doing this. The heart behind it and the impact on it is pretty big too. So I would encourage people to go out and follow them. And then, you know, a good way to get a hold of me is by just directly sending me a message at jessica@winks.com. I would love to partner with people from all around. You know, if you're thinking about starting something and need to know how or what, you know, what's the good timing, whatever, like, let's connect. I do see us going out on the road with the Sisterhood Collective in the future. You know, I see about 3 years out where we'll be traveling and doing this, because there will be a demand for it. So that's really exciting.
Oh my gosh, a little road show. I love it. I love to be on that road show.
Of course you're going to be there.
I know, I love that. But yeah, shout out to your whole community already. I already miss them. I wish we weren't so many such across the country, but it's fine. Thanks for joining.
We'll make 2020. We'll have to tie you into something in 2020 after that babe's
appear. I know, after this baby comes. I thank you for joining. I hope you got to kind of speak some of your story, speak some life into people. I love that you do it every day, and you're never scared to just share your story, share your messiness, and just be so real and beautiful at the same time. But you can find Jessica on Not a Great Whisper podcast page on IG, at katieray.com and at The Real K-Ray, K-R-E-Y. She is amazing, beautiful human, would love to partner with real deal people to get her message, mission, vision across the country, out of country. She speaks life into people. I am a complete example of that. And I love that you joined, and I love you.
Yes, I love you. Thanks for having me. And I just want to encourage. I know I'm your first, and it won't be the last. you really do inspire me to get my podcast going. And, you know, I just want to encourage everybody out there too. Like, look around you and all those strong people around you that are encouraging you. You know, you can be a voice into their lives too. Like, pick up the phone and call people. This is a great time of year to reflect into that and just tell them how much you appreciate and love them. You know, the phone call goes a long way, even for us, you know,
pick up the phone.
Yeah. Spread some love this holiday season.
I love you. Thank you.
I love you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.